fall throughout the entire day. But I'll tell you, the Union High Steppers, those girls got some chops. They're out there doing their thing. Didn't bother them at all. The rain is still pouring down. Not much of a crowd you'd expect tonight. Can't blame the folks across the field. The Owosso crowd there, I don't know, maybe, what do you think, Zach? 100 people, 150? And on the
Yeah, I think they traveled as, long, as well as the Union Stadium tonight.
Well, it's hard to blame, though, with this kind of weather conditions. Let's recap the scoring, though, for the first half as the Union Redskins lead Owosso 14 to nothing here.
Well, the scoring happened quick. They still put some yards on the count there, but really didn't put any points on the board to count four. So the first score goes six plays, picks up 80 yards in 2 minutes, 25 seconds, and Boone picks up 79 of those 80 yards. We had one pass in that series for a 43-yard run, his biggest of the season, to put the Redskins up early 7 to nothing. That punt then comes back to the Union. Union grabs the ball and runs four plays for 24 yards, so they picked it up a short field. Run that thing in. Again, Darius Boone had two carries on that one. The 10-yard scamper to the outside puts him in the end zone. Union goes up 14-0, and at the rest of the half, that quarter and the rest of the other half, was just back and forth with no points added to either team.
So all 14 points scored in the first quarter. The Union defense did an incredible job tonight on Owosso. Owosso had one really scoring attempt, a field goal that was, in fact, a high snap that ruined that for them. They had another opportunity late in the first half, but Union blitzed him and made a big defensive play, and Owosso shut out here in the first half. Union 14, Owosso nothing. We'll take a break, and then we come back. We'll go to Doc Blevins with a special guest here at halftime at Union Tunnel Stadium. The Redskins lead the Rams 14 to nothing.
Like many Tulsa natives, Oklahoma's Central Credit Union charts its own course. Unlike big banks who cater to shareholders, we cater to you and your unique financial hopes and dreams. Our Oklahoma Central team will get to know you, listen to your needs, and help you chart the course to your financial goals, whether it's saving for a down payment on your first home, going to college, or ensuring that your retirement lives up to your dreams. We're here to help. Find out what makes us different at oklahomacentral.creditunion. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634 or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Green Country Trailers is a proud sponsor of Getting Real with Pastor Dixie on KRMG every Sunday morning, where they discuss real problems and real life issues. Green Country Trailers Rental and Repairs has a large variety of trailers, including gooseneck and bumper pull flatbeds, car haulers, horse trailers, and even dump trailers at very affordable prices. With almost 40 years of experience, Green Country Trailers can handle all your trailer repairs at a price you can afford. Check out Green Country Trailers today at greencountrytrailers.com.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to classicchevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at classicchevrolet.net.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
No one serves you better than Bob Moore Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tulsa, because we've always gone the extra mile for you. And now during Ram Power Days, buy any new Ram heavy-duty truck and we'll cover the tax, title, license, and registration fees. Or new 2018 Dodge Journeys, starting at just $17,900. Visit Bob Moore Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Tulsa today. Respectfully, Bob Moore.
Discounts in the form of manufacturer rebates and dealer discounts. Offer available for purchase of 2018 Ram 2500 to 3500. Excludes Ram 1500. Price plus tax, tag, and license. See dealer for details and price 10/1/18.
Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
On a cold, rainy night in Tulsa, Oklahoma, The Union Redskins, number 3 ranked in the state, leading the number 4 ranked Owosso Rams 14-0 at the half. Chris Lincoln, along with Zach Jones, I'm filling in for Rick Corey, is down at College Station, Texas, with his lovely daughter, became an official Aggie with her Aggie ring here for Texas A&M. And I know that we've been nice and dry and warm up here in the booth, but poor Doc Levin's been, you have the elements. Doc, cold and wet, how you doing down there?
Well, I'm doing fine, but there are some negative things to being the sideline guy, and this is one of them. But some of those really hot nights, I'm glad you guys are up there close in the booth, and I get to be down here in the fresh air. We do have Dr. Kurt Hartzler with us tonight, the union superintendent. Kurt, how many years have you been the soup now?
Well, Doc, this is 6 years. Yeah.
Seems like yesterday.
It really does. It flies by. This is starting my actually 33rd year in public education in Oklahoma, so it's gone by fast.
And I go back with you to when you were a student teacher, so we've known each other a while. Hey, another great year starting and a lot of exciting things happening. A lot of construction going on even within our existing buildings that I've seen. A lot of upgrade and what have you.
Well, absolutely. And we've had a very good start to the school year, Doc. And, you know, definitely very grateful for legislature coming through with the infusement of the money so we could give our teachers a much deserved and needed raise, and at the same time also have some operational dollars to kind of help us lower our class sizes. But it's been a great start to the school year. Very proud of our kids for coming back, really focused, and our teachers have just done an amazing job to welcome them back. But construction-wise, you're right. I mean, we passed this 5-year multi-year bond issue last February, and this is year one of that 5-year multi-year bond issue. So there's a lot of construction going on right now.
You know, I saw a video on Twitter, I guess, the other day, where one of your human resources people was making a presentation about Vision 2025 funding from Tulsa actually being spent on schools, and I didn't even know that was available.
Well, it was a part of the Vision 2025 package, and you know, we're very thankful that the city of Tulsa voted for that and approved that. Part of that money is really dedicated to allowing the schools within the city limits of Tulsa to use some funds to try to recruit, obviously, teachers to the city of Tulsa, but then also work to retaining them as well. So, you know, our challenge right now still, even with this teacher raise that we received, Oklahoma has a teacher shortage that we've got to get serious about, and it's going to take a few years for us to get that resolved.
Well, one of the things he did say, what's the gentleman's name? He did a really good presentation.
Yeah, Jay Logering. Jay is our executive director of human resources and does a really good job in that department.
Well, he explained it really well, but I like the fact he said we can now compete with teachers from other places because we've got the money up and where we can be competitive.
Well, absolutely. I mean, and we knew that, you know, for the longest time, we kept watching teachers in other states get further and further away in terms of pay than Oklahoma teachers. And unfortunately, you know, through those years, we've lost a lot of quality teachers to our states around us. And so, you know, my hope is that eventually they'll come back home. We're now, I think, second in the region now in terms of the average teacher pay. So that's a good thing, but we just can't sit back and think that that's all we do now. We're going to have to stay competitive with our regional stakes.
You know, one of the issues our patrons are going to be dealing with or hearing about is there is legislation to allow you to use bond money for recurring expenses, not just for capital improvements and what have you. What are the pros and cons of that?
Well, I think it's referring to probably state question 801. It really has to do with our building fund. And schools receive 5 mils annually for our building fund purposes. And typically, those have been very restricted to things like security and obviously building needs that we have. If indeed the state question passes, then schools, if the voters approve it in their local districts, would have the ability to use those dollars for operational expenses and also for salaries and benefits. But it's not like schools are going to receive additional money. It's just giving us more flexibility. That's what that state question is really all about.
One other thing that I hear talked about, I know we have to do some alternative certification teachers, and the newspaper and everybody says unqualified teachers. I think people should understand many of them are very, very bright, good people. They simply don't have the qualifications to be regular teachers, and some of them are working on that at this time too, many of them that I know, but it's good we have that available at this point.
Well, it is. This year, the State Board of Education just approved, I think, over 2,000 emergency certificates throughout the state of Oklahoma. Without that option, we would really be in trouble in terms of having a shortage of teachers. So it is a good thing, and they will have a few years now to work on getting the requirements and the credentials to become a full-fledged teacher.
Okay, now, we're standing here at Union Tuttle Stadium, and a couple of years from now, this is going to look a lot different than it does right now. When does things get started on the stadium redesign?
Well, they've already started. They started quite a while ago in terms of design and working with architects and engineers. The real work will begin after next season, really about a day after our last home game. Construction crews will come in and they'll start actually raising or demoing the stadium. This will be, a big project, so we don't really have a lot of time to waste because we've got to have it ready to go in the fall of 2021.
Okay, I've heard both things, so tell me, will we be able to continue to play all of our home games here during that period, or we're going to have to go some alternative places?
Well, absolutely. We that's the one thing that I pretty much said and the board said, we have to do whatever we can to keep our kids at home, especially our seniors, because we want them to enjoy the experience of their high school campus. So we'll have, in the season of 2020, we'll have some of our bigger games away that year. And then once the stadium is completed in 2021, we'll then get back on our regular rotation of having our bigger games here just in the new stadium.
Well, that's good to hear because it's good to be able to come home. Okay, two things. One, a little maybe progress report. Union Collegiate Academy, the things we're doing over there. I hear kids complain all the time. They're having to write term papers and take essay tests. I said, it's called getting you ready for college, but it sounds like we are doing that.
Well, absolutely. We are not only trying to provide them with a college-like environment in terms of academically, but also giving them some freedom so that they can practice some self-regulation so that when they are through with us, they're ready to step into college or the world of work, be responsible, be self-disciplined, and it's been everything we've dreamed it to be and more, and we're just so pleased that our kids have responded by taking so many college courses.
And if they take advantage of the whole program, they can graduate with like 27 hours of college credit?
Well, that's one part of it, and then we also have the early college high school. We're in year two of that program, and those students in the early college high school program will actually be able, Doc, to graduate with an associate's degree on the same day they receive their high school diploma.
That is amazing. That is really amazing. And the Carrera program. I love that program because I get to work with a lot of the little people that it helps. But how's that going?
Well, it's going well. We went through a little transition with Carrera. It's now called the Reach program. But, it's doing well, and we're really happy with the kids for staying in that program. You know, the thing that we've been able to do over the last 5 years with our strategic plan is we've given kids a lot of choice, and that's provided, I think, a very relevant high school experience, and we want to continue to do that. We're here to serve kids first and foremost.
Well, it's a great program, and we got to close with this, but we used to have a program, I think, under President Bush called No Child Left Behind, but that really is the philosophy here, no student left behind.
Well, when you have a goal of 100% graduation, college and career ready, that means every student, 100%. So we're all in.
Well, thanks for being with us at halftime, Dr. Kurt Hartzler. You're listening to Union Redskin football on KRMG, and Union is ahead by a score of 14-0 at the half over Owosso.
Roto-Rooter presents The Raving. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded in the hushing, suddenly there came a rushing as of someone slowly flushing water across my chamber floor. Only this and nothing more. Eagerly I wished the morrow. Vainly I had sought to borrow plungers to relieve my sorrow, mops to dry the soggy floor. I slowed it down and nothing more. Ankle deep in water, standing long, I stood there wheezing, panting, weeping, cursing curses that no mortal ever cursed before. As the mess was slow subsiding, my thoughts were strong to go a-riding, to dry my troubled clothes, perhaps to find a liquor store. I jumped astride my motor scooter, a big black bird screamed, "Roto-Rooter!"
And away go troubles down the drain.
Ah, yes, Roto-Rooter, why didn't I think of that before? There more comfort, nevermore. Thank you.
With 15 clinics in Northeast Oklahoma, Redbud Physical Therapy has been helping athletes overcome pain for 21 years. From sports injuries to spine care, getting the right physical therapist at the right time can make the difference between an active life or years of surgery, testing, and medications. Redbud's physical therapists help you recover quickly and with lasting results. Visit redbudpt.com or call 866-866-3893 to find the location closest to you and to schedule your first appointment.
It goes beyond paint and sheet metal. The skill and precision and pride everyone at Action Auto Collision takes in their work. From helping with insurance to making your wrecked car not only look new, but drive new, is nothing short of incredible. Action Auto Collision is a proud sponsor of Union High School football. Action Auto Collision, just south of 51st and Garnett. For exceptional service, call 918-252-0411.
What's your biggest financial goal today? Saving for retirement or the down payment on a house? Or are you just building credit for the first time? Chances are your answer today is different from what it was 10 years ago or will be 10 years from now. At Oklahoma Central Credit Union, we understand that your needs change depending on your stage of life. And whether you're 1 or 100, it's never too early or late to plan for your future. Find out more about the right account for you at oklahomacentral.creditunion or stop in at any of our branches. Federally insured by NCUA.
Start your morning off the right way with the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, driven by Primo Mitsubishi in Bixby. Listen live during the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter every weekday morning at 7:54 on News 102.3 and AM 740. And come see us at PrimoMitsubishi.com.
Win tickets to see Grammy Award winner Stevie Wonder at the Joint at the Hard Rock. Text WONDER to 95920 and you're entered to win a pair of tickets to see Stevie Wonder at the Joint November 2nd or 3rd.
Standard text rates may apply.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to Union Tunnel Stadium at the halftime break here. 14-0, Union leading Owosso. Both teams back on the field to get ready for the second half. And before we do that, let's hear back from Doc Blevins' earlier conversation with Coach Kirk Frederick about the Redskins' defense.
And when they've got the ball, what's the challenge?
It's all around their quarterback. I mean, he's just an outstanding guy. He's a gamer, makes plays, and makes those guys around him better. And they've got some receivers that are young receivers that are going to be extremely talented. You know, running back is very good. And
we started Allegiant with a simple goal. So the one person who couldn't travel,
you know what they're doing.
80 million passengers later, that goal remains the same.
I was talking to Coach Frederick earlier this week, and he said this past bye week came at a great time for his squad. It was 2 weeks of, as he said, reevaluations, looking to play more guys both ways of the two deep. He talked about Joseph Jojo Nichols, their safety, would not play. He was still in concussion protocol after the Jenks game. That's a big loss for this team. In fact, they were telling me, Zach, that Redskins have not played with the same linebacker and defensive backfield this season going now into week four. But whatever they've done during the break there, they've done it pretty well. The defensive stats show that. Let's take a look. The first half stats, Union leading Owosso 14-0.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It looks like they've turned up the pressure on the defense tonight. Keening has four attempts for throwing, four completions out of 14 for only 26 yards in the air tonight. So, you know, as Coach said there, he's a dangerous weapon. He likes to make people better around him. It's raining, I'll give you that. But four attempts for 14 isn't a whole lot of receptions there for the team. On the ground, you know, this Union Redskins team tonight is really coming with the pressure. Nick Jones is a really big add back there, maybe making somebody else look for the linebackers. He's created some chaos. So they've only picked up 26 yards on the ground. They spread the ball around a little bit, but it didn't matter who touched the ball. It was going backwards. So in the air, they got 26 yards in the air, negative 15 yards on the ground for a total for the Redskins tonight. Defense holding them to 11 total yards for the Rams
Wow.
at half. On the other side of the ball, a different story. Even though the scoreboard only shows 14 points, Thompson is 6 for 10, throwing the ball pretty well, picked up 12 yards in the air, but they've thrown it around. They've thrown it short, kind of picked up here, but what I think it's done tonight is, like I said earlier, it's spread the field out, opened up the defense a lot, and made a big, big hole up there in the middle for Boone. Boone only has 15 carries, but he's doubled his average for the evening tonight for 216 in the first half. Pearson, 4 catches for 7, leading the way. Touchdowns on tonight are all Boone for 2 of them. Passing yards, 12. Rushing yards is the key to the success tonight. 216 yards. So the first half tonight, the Redskins are up 228 total yards. And the big story of the night is the third down conversions. They've picked up 5 of 8. Earlier in the season, they were giving up third and fourth down conversions, and they're big tonight. They went 3 for 3, they missed 3, and then picked up their next 2. So the third down conversions is the key to success here tonight.
Noah Rauschenberg has the football on the tee at the 40-yard line for the kickoff to start the second half. Rauschenberg came out with about 7 minutes left in the halftime intermission and practiced field goal kicking. He missed a short one. That also had something to do with a bad hold on that, but he was out working on that kickoff and place kicking. And he approaches the football, and the second half is underway from Union Tuttle Stadium in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 14-0 Redskins as Rauschenberg.